You're listening to Hearth Casual, the Hearthstone podcast for tavern brawlers, dungeon runners, and everyone else enjoying the game off the ranked ladder.
Well met, henchmen of evil and defenders of Dalaran, and welcome to episode 31 of Hearth Casual, and what an episode it is! With me, as always, is resident dad legend Kevin Ellis. How's it going, Kevin?
Going great, Brian. How are you doing?
I am doing really good. Also with us, from Irvine, California, is one of the many people responsible for putting the fun in Hearthstone. It's game designer Pat Nagel. It's a pleasure to have you on, man.
Hey, Brian. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you very much for being on. We are big fans of all things Arena, Dungeon Run, and most especially Tavern Brawls. I have said on this show a few times in 2019 that this year for Tavern Brawls has been nothing but amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know that both you and Joe Magdalena, and I'm sure others on the team, have had a big part to do with that. So we have a whole lot of questions that we'd like to ask you just about Tavern Brawl design. Before we get into all of that, I was wondering if you could just give a little quick history of how long you've been with the company and working on Hearthstone.
Yeah, sure. So I've been with Blizzard for, I believe, 22 years now. I guess you start losing count. I started in technical support. We didn't even have customer service back then. It was just a few games, Diablo and StarCraft and Warcraft. But then got into design for World of Warcraft, and I worked on that, and I've worked on Diablo and various other projects. I've been on Hearthstone for, 3 years, 4 years. It's been a while. Basically, is when Tavern Brawl started, that's when I started working on the Hearthstone team.
Awesome. And it's amazing to think that's been that long Tavern Brawls.
It's been a good time.
Oh, yeah. I remember when it happened. In fact, I guess when I first got on the team, they had a good number of Tavern Brawls made already. The first one was showed on it. Black Rock Mountain, which I think we just showcased again not too long ago.
The other week.
And they were basically like, hey, welcome to the team, Pat. You know, happy to have you. You better start making some Tavern Brawls because we're going to run out of runway pretty soon. So it was kind of like hit the ground sprinting.
Yeah, I hear you there for sure. So speaking of, you know, getting that built out and, you know, having more than just that short runway. So everyone has their own personal definition of what fun means to them in Hearthstone. So I wanted to ask real quick, what do you personally find fun in the game and how has that affected the brawls that you ended up designing?
Right. So for me, the fun, it's kind of that moment to moment play. Like you've got your board and you're trying to figure out the best way to kind of get yourself in a better position. So when I'm making brawls, like I like those ones, where the rules are different, you know, people have been playing Hearthstone for a really long time. But with brawls, we're able to take like the rules that they might find, you know, hold, very near and dear, or they're just very, accustomed to them. We're able to kind of like change it up. So, that's kind of what I like about games, like those, that kind of change, kind of turning rules on their ear. And that's what we like to do with Tavern Brawls.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we've had quite a few Tavern Brawls already since the mode was put into the game. Looking at current Tavern Brawl design, what are your priorities when designing new Tavern Brawls? Because you guys have done so much with the mode already, I can see it might be a little difficult to find new space for it.
So I think our biggest goal for Tavern Brawls is that we want people to anticipate when that new one comes out. So when Wednesday comes around, we want people to be really looking forward to it. And probably the best ways we do that is to make sure, well, make sure it's a surprise. So that's why we have different ones, you know, every week. But really, another way we do it is we try to appeal to different types of play styles with each brawl. Like a lot of them are like brawls where we, you know, they're constructed. You kind of build your own deck. And we'll either put some deck construction rules on that or maybe rules with the brawl so that you have to really think about how you want to make your deck. And it appeals to a different type of player than, say, a Randomonium, where you just kind of choose a class and we give you a bunch of cards and we give you crazy like cost rules and you just go nuts. So that's really what we want to do. We want to do different things all the time. And yeah, we still have lots of ideas. Yeah, there's a lot of brawls, but we're still going strong.
Yeah, I feel like you guys have been knocking that out of the park, especially lately. I just got to give you a huge pat on the back for a Battle of the Bands. That's one of my favorites in some time, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's funny. So that is a, you know, technically we would consider that a constructed brawl, but it's only just the four cards. So you can kind of build those decks pretty fast. But yeah, you really have to think about, you know, what those four cards are. And I mean, I love brawls like that. I guess the first one like that was Top Two, where, you know, it's just the two cards. So you're just really thinking about the synergy between those two things. And because it's so easy, like, people would play that just again and again. And Battle of the Bands was similar. We got a lot of play on that one.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, okay, at Hearth Casual here on our show, we're primarily aware of, you know, your work and also Joe Magdalena's. How would you say your approach to designing brawls compares to Joe's when you're working with him?
Oh, well, two things. I think Joe is just a great showman. In fact, the brawl this week, Henchmania, that's Joe's doing. And awesome. I mean, I think, you know, I'm guessing you played it, and there's a lot of just showmanship in as far as even just like the flavor of the heroes and the hero powers, but all that VO, the pop-ups where they're like the, you know, Doom or Boom is like talking to, you know, your perspective or his prospective employees. So he's like he's an awesome showman. I'm going to talk more about Joe Mag than me, I think, because he's also kind of the adult in the room. Like I end up going a little crazy and then bounce things off of him, and he'll be like, okay, here's the two fun things that you just told me, Pat. So like, why don't you, you know, go make brawls like that. So, he's probably the more disciplined designer, but at the same time, just a great showman.
And here I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, honestly.
Is that right? I don't know. I think it keeps me young. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, but, I gotta stay a little nutty.
Oh, I definitely understand that. And I want to kind of talk about the direction that Tavern Brawl seems to have taken. And maybe it's just my perception, but I really feel like there's been a bit of a shift over the last year where we're seeing a lot more new brawls compared to repeating brawls. And also on top of that, we're seeing a lot more brawls which are asking people to construct their own deck rather than going with pre-mades as often. I was wondering, would you agree that there's been a conscious shift in that direction, and what's prompted you to go that direction?
Well, I think, yeah, in the sort of short term, there has been a bit of a shift. We've had a lot of deck builder brawls kind of in the short term. Our real goal is to always change it up, to always kind of appeal to, you know, our different player types. So I wouldn't say that this is we've had a lot of those build a decks lately, but I wouldn't say we're necessarily going to go forward with that. But also something that we've started this year, we've made a lot of brawls that help kind of promote the expansion narrative as well, like the Season of Rosticon. That was you know, three brawls back to back where you play a troll champion. And those happened, those were not constructed. You just gonna choose your champion and we give you a deck and you kind of go and, you know, do your thing. I think maybe because we did a lot of that kind of stuff, a lot of like event based, or I'm sorry, expansion based brawls, which are generally not ones where you construct your own deck. We may have swung a little bit into the, like when we're going back to just normal brawls, we've been finding more where you actually construct decks.
I really like those, though, because it was near the end of the Rosticon season, and you just got another taste of what it was like to be in the arena against people and such at the end of the cycle there. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And you got to fight, you know, other players.
Right, right. So a lot of fun. So quick question. How much time goes into designing like a brand new typical brawl?
It can vary a lot. So for some brawls, like I'll go back to Top Two, the rules behind it, the implementation that we needed to, or behind actually making that brawl, was really small. So, you know, it took maybe a day, less than a day, to kind of build up that brawl. But it turned out really good. Other brawls, like the Season of Rosticon brawls, they were more content, just raw content that we had to kind of stick into the brawl. So stuff like that, or brawls like that, end up taking a lot more time. So, you know, as we're kind of filling out our schedule, we have to be mindful of that. We want to make sure that all the brawls are awesome. and we love the brawls, like the season of Rosticon, where it's all like just a lot of like new cards. We have to make sure that we can, you know, kind of balance that with other cool brawls that are done a little quicker.
I imagine we'll be talking about Henchmania toward the end of the interview, but I'd say really quick, the Henchmania brawl probably lies on the latter end of that development time, just due to how much there is in it.
Yes, that was a lot of work for poor Joe. Oh, yeah. But he seems he's exhausted but happy.
Awesome. Well, I'm very happy with it, too. As far as tavern brawls that you've been involved in, that you've seen over the years, have there been any that have surprised you with just how well they were received and how often they were played? I mean, of course, the ideal is to have everyone playing Tavern Brawl, but have there been any real standouts?
Probably the first standout brawl that we had was actually Randomonium.
Really?
Which is, if you remember the brawl Encounter at the Crossroads, it was where you choose a class and we just kind of give you a bunch of random cards. Randomonium was basically that, but we made the cards randomly cheaper. We saw a lot of play on that brawl. Much more than we thought we would. And we can kind of guess as to the reasons. Like, in general, brawls where you don't have to build your own deck, people are able to play them really quickly. You just kind of choose your class and go. Also, Randomonium, because cards are cheap, you're playing them faster. So in general, those games are a little shorter. So just over time, if you're going to play, you know, Tavern Brawls for an hour, you might be able to squeeze in a few extra games of Randomonium. So that was probably the first one. The next one, I keep bringing it back, but Top Two was maybe the next brawl that got a lot of play, like significantly more than Randomonium. And you can kind of look at the same kind of forces at play, because building a deck for Top Two is pretty fast. And those games, like, you know, it can often be, you know, turn one or two, you know, you see what cards they have and you just know how it's going to end. Like, those games can end really, really fast. So
I'm that guy that played Mech Warper and Metal Tooth Leaper, I'll admit it.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm sure you played other ones as well, right? You're like, nope, it was just Mech Warper and Metal Toother or Metal Tooth Leaper.
And see,
I tried to stay away from the Mind Blast because I was getting hit by all of those and I didn't want to play it.
Yeah, I'm the guy who would see pick two and say, oh, I've got a quest for using spells. Guess it's going to be Arcane Missiles and Arcane Intellect. Nailed it.
Right. You know?
So that may have been some of the play volume then as well. What has been your favorite brawl to design so far since you've been on the team?
If I can talk about two, I will. May I?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay. So I think the first one that made me kind of happy as a Hearthstone designer, because at this point I was pretty new, it was a brawl called Clockwork Card Dealer. I don't know if we brought it back. Maybe we brought it back once, but basically the rules of that brawl is on turn one, we would go through your deck and we'd find all your cards that cost one mana, and then we'd stick one on the top of your deck. And then turn two, we'd find a two mana card. Basically, you could get your perfect curve with this brawl. And it was kind of the first constructed brawl that had like a rule that let deck builders, it felt kind of like a toy. You know, you could actually, what people would do, they build decks with like only one mana card and only two mana card, and like go all the way up, so they would know exactly what their draw would be. It was the first brawl of that type, and the deck builder, the people who love building decks for brawls, like really, really liked it. And it made me happy because I was new at Hearthstone, and the fact that I could make a brawl that like really hardcore Hearthstone players loved was great. So I guess that was the first one. The second one, I should go back. That Clockwork Card Dealer brawl was actually not too hard to make. Like, building those rules inside the game was pretty easy. On the other end, when Diablo had its, was it 20 year celebration? We put out a brawl, the Dark Wanderer brawl, where, it was a single player brawl. You're fighting the Dark Wanderer, kind of like the Diablo character. And that one, that was a lot of work because you're fighting him, and it had all these new quests that if you completed them, you could actually get yourself into the cow level and fight the cow king. And it was just tons and tons of new cards. And a lot of Easter eggs. I just put like all these Easter eggs in there. It took quite a while to make, but, what what I was hoping would happen as I'm kind of like watching, you know, the internet, the forums, Reddit, as people are kind of engaging in this brawl, they're like unlayering all the different mysteries and Easter eggs kind of like over time. And it was watching the community, like learn the kind of all the complexities of this brawl, was really, really satisfying.
Awesome. Now, when you've been designing brawls, I imagine I've always kind of seen Tavern Brawl as a possible testing ground for future mechanics for cards in the expansions themselves. And I'd say we got a little bit of an example of that with the Miniature Warfare Brawl and Geppetto recently in Rise of Shadows. How often have you created brawl ideas and then another designer on Team 5 has been like, hey, that would actually make a good card?
Although that certainly could happen, it has happened maybe not as often as you might think. Though I can, one example back in the Grand Tournament, the Summoning Stone. The Summoning Stone, the card where you cast a spell and you summon a creature of equal value. We actually made a brawl that had that rule before the Grand Tournament came out. That was another case where we were able to like create some mechanic in a brawl, and it was actually used in an expansion. But what usually happens is when an expansion comes out, we like look at the cards in the expansion and we like think about what brawls we might be able to build off of that. So we kind of the Tavern Brawler, the live content team, will often borrow all the, you know, work and genius that they went into making the expansion and just leverage that for ourselves quite selfishly.
Yeah, makes sense to me. So, okay, the last two expansion pre-release Fireside Gatherings, kind of a separate ordeal, of course, but they had a Fireside Brawl called the No Cards Barred Brawl, which, of course, allowed you to build a deck with cards from as many classes as you would like and that sort of thing. So question for you then is, how likely are players to see something similar like that outside of those Firesides? Like, could we see something like that come to just regular brawls, maybe?
Well, it certainly is possible. I think one reason why a brawl like that worked so great in the pre-release, because it was just wild. Like, you know, yeah, all the classes. Oh, yeah. And honestly, my favorite part is, you know, if you buy a bunch of the pre-release cards, you might have like 5 or 10 of some common card. And at a pre-release, we wouldn't let you dust it yet. So you could actually like put all 10 of them in a deck. You just have the nuttiest decks ever. And the fact that a pre-release is like a one night thing, I guess if you went to multiples, you could go, you know, for the whole weekend. I think it allowed just that nuttiness and complete lack of balance to just be part of the fun. Now, tavern brawls, you know, they last for a week or 5 days. I think we probably could find something like that too. Like we get pretty clowny with some of our brawls, and, you know, sometimes people, you know, just find the best way to do it really fast. Or like find, you know, the meta, I guess, crystallizes super fast. But with brawls, we're able to kind of wave our hands a bunch because we're like, yeah, you know, it's just 5 days. Like how bad could it be? So, I mean, we could do something like that for a tavern brawl. I'm just kind of like splitting hairs here. If we were to do a brawl like that, you know, the multiple, like the beyond two copies of a card, we probably wouldn't want to, sure, to include. Because we wouldn't want to do, you know, make people think that they can't, you know, dust down their, you know, their 10 of something down to 2 just because we might make a neat brawl for it. But yeah, I mean, we certainly could. And it does kind of embrace the wacky wildness that we often, you know, go for with tavern brawls.
Yeah, there's, I believe the Fireside Brawl right now for this month is similar to No Cards Brawl, but it's just classless. So you can combine class cards together and do something zany with that, but there's no of the more than 2 copy thing. So that's a pretty interesting brawl to check out throughout this month as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. And yeah, in fact it is. I mean, it is the No Cards Barred, minus the beyond 2. And I think, I mean, it's really for that reason. We don't want people to like feel like they need to hold on to their 12, you know, of some certain common, just in case. But yeah, I mean, it has a lot of that spirit of the no cards barred brawls.
Awesome. Well, I'd like to wrap up talking a bit about Henchmana, but before we get into that, just really quick, are you allowed to give us even the slightest hint about something we may see later this month for Tavern Brawl?
I wish I could. I really can't. I think what what we hold dearest with Tavern Brawls is that sense of surprise. Mm-hmm. You know, like we really want people to wonder about what's coming. So I would have to get, you know, signed in quadruplicate for any kind of any kind of tease about an upcoming brawl.
Yeah, no worries there for sure. Yeah,
not a problem.
So let's get into Henchmania, though, because that obviously is out this week. It's a great time. A ton of work went into it on Joe Magdalene's part, as well as you helping out. So you already mentioned Joe designed most of this one. Well, who is then your favorite henchman that you've played with so far, and what's your favorite boss to work for?
Right. So I'm going to guess that my favorite is going to be a pretty popular favorite. I mean, it's well, it's Vex with Boom. You know,
like, oh yeah,
how wild is that? You know, you're just full of all these battle cries, and like when something dies, like half of their board blows up. Like it's just, it's too fun. I played a lot of those last night. How about you?
You know, I've been playing Mira with Boom.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's
also Death Rattle synergy going on over there. I've had a lot of fun with that.
I'm kind of a Candlebeard King Togwaggle kind of guy, just pointing out charging people. Of course.
Right. It's almost like, our Zodiac tells us something about ourselves, the hero that we pick.
It sure does. And it tells you that I'm a horrible person.
So Candlebeard with Togwaggle is the try hard combo of this brawl. I think.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as the choices go, when I saw that there were 9 characters to choose from, I just automatically assumed there was going to be one for each class. And actually, this time around for this brawl, we have 4 rogues in the mix, and some classes aren't represented. I was just kind of wondering what factored into the henchman choices. Was it less worrying about class and just wondering which henchmen from past dungeons are cool, or what went? What was the background for that, if you might know?
Right. So it really was exactly what you said. We were going with flavor first. Mm-hmm. Very recently we were able to make brawls where you don't have to choose the standard classes. It's funny. The first time we did it was for Season of Rosticon, though. Coincidentally, you know, because you're able to hit, you know, choose those troll heroes. Coincidentally, each troll hero represented a class. But since that time, we're actually able to make brawls where we can have you choose kind of non-standard heroes. And this was the first one where, we just grabbed a bunch of heroes that seemed really cool. And they happened to be a lot of rogues.
Yeah, well, I mean, as someone who prefers the rogue class, I have no problem with this because rogue is a superior class in Hearthstone. Yeah. Well. As many pros would attest to as well.
Yeah, kind of true. Yeah, that's for sure. So what is one bit of advice you would give to someone playing Henchmania this week?
I would say try as many combinations of heroes and bosses as you can. Like that's like, I would say my favorite thing about this brawl is that there are so many combinations. I guess there's 36 combinations. And then if you throw in, you know, who you're playing against, there's just so much content that we get to, you know, explore with this brawl. So, try not to just go your favorite hero and boss, and just try lots of different ones.
But everything can charge with Candlebeard and Togwaggle.
True, that's true. Yeah,
no, I hear you, though. There's a ton of combinations to play with, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And of those combinations, of course, there's a couple of heroes that people may have been a little bit surprised for, especially Mr. Chu and George. And just given that this is obviously an event type of brawl, which is leading into next week's release of the Great Dalaran Heist, I was just curious, how much about what we've seen here is going to be shown in the heist? I guess one thing I can ask in particular, if you're able to confirm this or not, Mr. Chu's hero power and George's hero power, are we going to see that repeat in the brawl?
Not necessarily. So, I mean, you're very astute in seeing that, you know, George and Chu are making the cut. I guess the rest of the, you know, Evil League, it's pretty stringent. There's only a couple openings, at least for this round. But as far as the hero powers, we really just made the ones that would kind of advance the flavor of those henchmen. But we did not necessarily match those hero powers with the ones that you'll see in the missions. And I think a nice thing that we have is that we could make this very wacky brawl that doesn't have to be super well tuned with a bunch of PvE content. We're just kind of like letting players like have fun with each other. So it gave us kind of, we didn't have to choose exactly the hero prowess that you'll see. So you're going to see a lot of new ones.
Awesome. Well, we just have a couple of final quick questions for you. Kevin, go ahead and ask your last one.
Yeah, so this is the main thing I wanted to know from you. Naturally, Pat Nagel, I must ask, do you wish that the card Nat Pagel was seen in the meta more often? And how similar are you to Nat Pagel?
So I don't mind not seeing Nat Pagel in the meta so much. I mean, you can still discover him. You know, he might pop out of a shredder now and then and wild, which is fine. Like, I don't know. I think things that are rare make them more special. So I'm happy that he is rare. And, you know, there was a second question about fishing. Is that right? No, you didn't ask me about fishing. I'm not much like Nat Pagel. I'm probably significantly more good looking than Nat, but I'm not too much like him. We do both like fishing, though I would say it's coincidental. It's coincidental.
Clearly. And just very briefly before we go here, how many times at Blizzard are you called Nat instead of Pat?
Well, I've lost count. It happens a bit. Or if someone, you know, if I'm introduced to people and they say Pat Nagel, sometimes a few seconds later, you'll kind of see kind of their eyes go wide. It's no big thing, though. It's no big thing.
Sure, sure.
Well, it's been a real big thing having you on to talk about Tavern Brawls and everything with us. It's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for your time and for everything that you and Joe and the rest of the team have done with Tavern Brawls and Hearthstone in general.
Oh, that feels really good. And thank you, Brian and Kevin. Like, it has been a pleasure for me to talk about Tavern Brawls.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Hey folks, it's Brian here. I want to thank Blizzard Entertainment very much for the opportunity to interview Pat Nagel about Tavern Brawl design. Kevin and I will be back with you in 2 weeks with episode 32. We may drop a Brawl Breakdown episode in between now and then if next week's Tavern Brawl has something for us to talk about. And when it comes to Tavern Brawls, you just never know, do you? So once again, thank you for listening. We will talk to you in 2 weeks where Kevin and I will have plenty to say about the Great Dalaran Heist, which, by the way, is releasing on May 16th. So get ready. A lot of fun's headed our way. Talk to you next time, folks.
This podcast is part of the Frozen Fox Media Network. Visit us at frozenfoxmedia.com for information about this and all the other content we offer. You can also find us on Twitter at Frozen Fox Media. Frozen Fox Media, cool content for the gaming community.